This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi, guys. Okay, I needed to jump on and do an episode. You may or may not have noticed I have been taking a bit of a break from the podcast. I don't even remember the last time we put out a new episode was. It's probably only been a few weeks, but I've been super busy with Lemon. I mean, obviously it's our busy season because it's holiday, but I really have been like stepping it up a notch this year for Lemon, and it's really, really being and going to be our best holiday season ever. I also like did a bunch of stuff before I leave for New York tomorrow. And I'm only gone for a few days, but it's just like, I felt like I needed to get so much done so I can just go and relax and have fun, which is really hard for a business owner and someone type A like me. But then also we have like kind of a crazy weekend. So as soon as I get back, you know, Saturdays are obviously busy anyways. And then we're having like a pop-up shop on Saturday. On Sunday, we have a fundraising event. Like there's just like one thing after another. So I just have a lot going on. And I felt like I don't like to take a break from the podcast. Like I like to be really consistent and do roughly one episode per week continuously. Because I hate podcasts that come out and they do like 8 episodes and then they just like disappear and then they come back one day. You know, it's like, so I didn't want to be like that. And we've done really good. We've been super consistent for a whole year and a half, but I feel a little bit burnt out and I don't want to push it because I know myself. And if I push it, I'll like just burn myself out or end up sick or, you know, lose my mind. So I don't want to do that. I also like actively haven't been looking for guests for the podcast. A couple have just kind of organically come into play recently, but yeah. So when am I going to be back consistently? I'm not sure. I don't want to say like after Christmas because that seems kind of a long time, but that may very well be what happens. So we'll see. But I'm just taking it one day, one week at a time right now. And I'm going to reevaluate when I have a minute to breathe. Okay. But I needed to jump on and do this episode because this has been on my mind and I don't want this to like slip through the cracks. A lot of you that listen are just, well, I think everyone that listens cares about being really like the best version of yourself, you're high achieving, you really want to push the limits in excellence in every category of life. And then many of you are also business owners or want to be a business owner, or you do like a side hustle, or you're in business school or whatever, right? Like fill in the blank. Or maybe you're in corporate and you just are trying, you know, you're always just like leveling up and wanting to reach whatever goal it is in your career. So I think it makes a lot of sense for me to jump on here and talk about this topic. I went to a conference in Nashville last week. My friend was like, hey, you want to go? I was like, sure, why not? I've never even been to a conference. So I was like, let's do it. And it was a mix of like celebrity speakers talking about business and then like people that are just been successful in business in all different categories. And I didn't really like love the conference. I thought it wasn't great. But I just remember like when these celebs would talk, I'm just kind of like, I take everything they say with such a grain of salt, right? Because I'm like, they come from money. They have money. They have fame and notoriety. many of them have like a reality show, or even if you're just like a mega influencer with like millions of followers, like that's pretty equivalent in like the branding, marketing, PR, business world. And so when they talk about like how they became successful, it's a little bit of like an eye roll because it's not equivalent to like a you or me starting a business and becoming successful. I'm not anti listening to these people talk because I think some of them can be so amazing. But what I really love is when I hear someone come from nothing and create something amazing. I think that's what really excites me. I think those are like the coolest stories. But, you know, people like to hear celebrities talk. And if you can get a celebrity on your podcast or to come to your conference or to be on your show, like a TV show, whatever it may be, then obviously you want to do that. And if they're going to use that as an opportunity to kind of like talk about their business, then they will. And a really nice way to do that without being too salesy is to just talk about you starting the business, running the business, and the success of the business. So it's like a very like obvious marketing tactic is my point. But I think a lot of people eat it up. And a lot of people are like, oh, I want to be the next Kylie Jenner and have like a lip liner, lipstick line, makeup line that's like uber successful. And it's like, first of all, she obviously came from money and had the notoriety. So do we think that the makeup itself is amazing and that's why it sells out? Or is it just because it's her, right? That's one. Two, a lot of these celebrities will pretend to be successful because that's also a really important part of marketing. Nobody wants to buy from a person or a business that isn't doing well. Have you ever noticed when you go to like the farmer's market or any like shopping situation, this happens at Lemon all the time, but like farmer's market, you naturally, your eye will scan and see where people are gravitating towards. So if like a bunch of people are at the table getting bone broth, you're like, well, I want to go over there. I want to see what's up with this bone broth. Like, obviously it's amazing. They have a line of people waiting. Or, oh, wow, that table with like the lettuce and tomatoes and bell pepper is killing it. People are wrapped around the corner for it. And it must be something I need. So you naturally gravitate to those moments. It happens at Lemon all the time. We will have one big group walk in the store and then multiple groups and people will follow, and all of a sudden the store is packed when 10 minutes earlier it might have only had like two people in it, you know. But it's just human nature. We're like, oh, if everyone else loves it, I love it. It's like the sales situation too. Like if you go to like a sample sale and everyone's like grabbing clothes and buying things, it just makes you think like, oh, well, I need to buy something. It must be a good deal, or it must be something amazing that we cannot pass up. When in reality, could just be a bunch of idiots buying stuff that's on sale that they don't even need, right? So that's a big part of it, is that a lot of these celebrities start businesses and then they act like they're huge successes when maybe behind the scenes they're not. So when they give business advice or they tell you their business story, it can be very inspiring or interesting, or you might even model something off of it, and it could be leading you down the wrong path. So I would be very wary. I mean, one great example is Kristen Cavallari just came out with an episode talking about, you know, answering everyone's questions on like starting a business, growing a business, and all of her experience with Uncommon James, which she has had since 2017, which by the way is the same year I started Lemon, which is crazy. But she literally said in that podcast episode that, you know, she didn't have enough inventory at the beginning, and that she did the show, the reality show, I forget what it was called, and she literally did the show to promote the business, which was obviously genius. The whole show was about her and the people that worked at the at her, you know, store and behind the scenes in the company side. And it was all about basically talking about her business. Well, what she didn't realize is once the episodes started going out and people started to learn about it, people wanted to buy it, and she ran out of product. So then she went out and like bought a bunch of stuff because people were all so excited. Well, she overbought. She overbought, and no matter what she did, she couldn't move the inventory fast enough. And I mean, really the way it works in retail, it's like, let's say, you know, she had a butterfly necklace. I'm just making this up. How many units of that exact necklace can you possibly sell? Like, you don't want that item on the website forever. You know, you want things to be exclusive. You want things to come and sell out and then get a different style. So maybe you have a butterfly necklace and then that sells out. And then you're, you know, something that replaces that, you know, might be somewhat similar, but not the exact same, or it could be something completely different. It could be a seasonal piece. Like, it just depends. But the point is that that item is gone. Here's the new item. Yay. Right? So because she had bought so much and she couldn't sell through it, it became trash. And she literally said in this podcast episode that she lost a bunch of money. She had to basically throw out a bunch of, which is like so sad. I mean, hopefully she like at least donated it and use it as a tax write-off or whatever. But that's not the point. The point is that she made a massive mistake at the beginning of her business and it cost her a lot of money. And that's the kind of stuff that normally these celebs are not telling us, right? Because they have enough money backing it that it's okay if they lost a couple hundred thousand or maybe even millions. Where like for you and I, that would be devastating. Most people would go out of business if they make a mistake like that. And that's the kind of stuff like, you know, I don't think she's ever talked about it till this recent podcast episode. And this is from back in 2017, right? She always has to keep the persona that her business is successful and it's amazing and there's no issues and she's not going to like air her dirty laundry, which I understand. From a business marketing PR perspective, I completely get it. But from, you know, a teacher, like if I'm here doing this podcast to like give you guys info, I would be doing you guys a disservice if I didn't point out these issues because you might be looking at like a Kim Kardashian with Skims or whatever. And then you might say to yourself, well, I want to do that. Like, look how successful she is. Obviously, I'm not Kim Kardashian, but I could do it too. But you don't get to see the behind the scenes. And quite frankly, Skims could be losing money. We don't know because a lot of that can be hidden and they don't, you know, a lot of these celebrity companies are privately owned. So you don't get to see any info, period. You know, so you have to take things with a grain of salt. You know, you really do when it comes to these celebrity business owners, even influencers, because again, their job is to portray perfection and that everything's amazing and everything's wonderful. But if behind the scenes, they're actually losing money or breaking even or not really making that much money, they're not telling you that. Because why would they? That's bad marketing. That's bad PR. That's bad for the business. And some businesses, it does take a year or two or three to build up. Some businesses, right off the bat, you should be making money. I know, I believe retail, I haven't looked at this in a really long time, but I believe retail, they typically say that the first year, expect to not make any money. With Lemon, I made money instantly and I needed to make money. Like I worked a corporate job in order for me to leave my corporate job and to do Lemon full time. It had to be a financially successful business and I didn't have a lot of money to start the business. So again, when you have a like, and I keep saying Kristen Cavallari because she just did an episode on this and I applaud her for a lot of her honesty in that episode. But she also said that like, you know, each location of her store is so expensive. I think it's like $1 million or $1 million something startup cost per location. I didn't have that when I started Lemon. In fact, not even close. So, you know, but like her being honest and telling you guys that, you guys can see like, oh, wow, it was a lot of startup costs that we don't realize as someone just looking from the outside. All we see is like a retail store that she's multiplied and like possibly a warehouse that she ships from. But there's so much more to it. And to make some of these like really cool retail shops, it is a lot of money. It just is. They're bigger, they're fancier, they have all the bells and whistles. One thing I've always done with Lemon is keep it simple, because I don't want to put money into something that isn't necessarily going to give us a return. And I want to put money in what I consider it mattering, like high quality products and things like that. So it's interesting, but you know, I think I notice some of these things because I do run my own business and I am in retail and I do have a marketing background. But I think a lot of people that are interested in business or want to start a business or even own a business don't have any of that marketing, PR, business background. And then you're going into it kind of blind, honestly, because that's the point of some of this marketing, is that it is supposed to be organic and kind of vague, where you don't notice it's happening. It's just happening. You know, and then like, I'm not saying that there isn't something to learn from these celebrities. I think, you know, you can have the notoriety and you could have the money and still fail. And obviously sometimes they do fail and they don't tell us. It's like a smoke and mirror situation like we just talked about. But sometimes they really do fail, right? Like there is no guarantee. And I do think that it is amazing when someone makes something out of nothing, regardless of fame and money. But we do have to be cautious of taking advice from that type of person. You know, Shaq is another amazing example. He owns so many businesses. He has his hands in everything, you guys. And I think he's also really smart with money. And he'll always say yes to like a commercial or any sort of collab. Like he's in it, you know, he's down. You know, just to give you an idea, if you don't know, I mean, this man, he owns multiple franchises as well as has his hands in some businesses. He's got, you know, multiple 24-hour workout places. He owns Papa John locations, Annie Ann's pretzels. He's got 150 car washes, which is like so insane. He owned a bunch of Five Guys, which he recently sold. If you, you know, I love business. So I'm always like in the know of these things. He owns Big Chicken, which I don't even know what that is. Krispy Kreme. He also has a part ownership in Reebok, which he had done deals with the brand when he was an NBA player. So I think he kind of just fed off of that, which again, smart business moves, right? Like keep these good relationships, foster them later on. He's been retired for many, many years. And typically when you retire, that's it. Like these companies don't want to have anything to do with you. So like, amazing. He also has a stake in JCPenney's, which is so random. And he's got stakes in Forever 21. Again, super random. He also used to have part ownership in the Sacramento Kings, which is an NBA team, for those that don't know. And he recently, I think, sold his part in 2022. So, you know, I mean, he's, like, the point is, like, this man is everywhere. And he is uber successful. And yeah, I'd love to hear him speak. I would love to hear his experiences. I would love to hear his advice. But this man came from millions of dollars from playing in the NBA. So we can't be like, I could do it. Shaq did it, right? Like there is a component of the money and then also the notoriety. Like would he have the deal with Reebok if it wasn't him? Like probably not. You know what I mean? Like, so we have to be like logical and kind of look at a bit of the logistics behind the scene instead of just being like, oh my gosh, how cool. Look at all he's done. And then just like eat up anything he has to say at any conference or whatever. You know, I do want to point out that like him in general and any of the MBA guys or sports guys that like move on to do amazing in business or to do amazing financially in general, it's amazing. I mean, I think it's something like 60% of MBA players end up broke within 5 years of leaving the MBA. It's because they have no sense of how to make money, how to grow money, how to take care of their money. They have no business sense. They have no, like they're basketball players. Like they were just really good at basketball and then played maybe in college and then went to the NBA. Like they have no sense of, I guess, basically reality. And, you know, you can't play in the NBA forever. It's a very, you know, competitive and action-packed sport. And you typically have to be on the younger side. So a lot of them are done by like 30, 35. And then what? You got the rest of your life. So I do applaud those like Shaq and really any celebrity that was able to take the money that they made, take the fame that they have, and then create a business or a brand or make these amazing deals with companies, kind of like influencers do, but on a larger level, or even these franchises. Like nothing that Shaq does is like fancy or flashy, but like I guarantee like this is all making him money. Or, you know, I mean, like he sold Five Guys. Like why'd he sell? There's got to be a reason, you know, like he's just like smart in making moves. So again, I don't want to discredit any of these celebrities that like do well in the business world, but we have to take it all with a big grain of salt and also know that sometimes they're bullshitting us. Sometimes it is a complete and utter lie. Like they could go years pretending like they have a successful business and in fact the business is losing them money, but they want to keep it going because A, they can financially fund it. B, it's a great tax write-off. So sometimes it benefits them even if the business makes $0 for them. And then C, it's like their ego. You know, they don't want to be 5 years into it and then be like, oh, I wasn't successful, you know? Another great example is like Jessica Simpson back in the day. Remember when she came out with her line and then I believe, did she sell it to Macy's or did she have her stuff in Macy's? I think she had her stuff in Macy's and then maybe Kohl's. I don't remember all the details. This is so long ago. It's like one of those things I feel like I need to research now. But she was like the largest celebrity brand for many years and she was uber successful. And like, again, I give her so much credit because like she's the one that created it. She's the one that made sure the designs were good that were going to sell, you know, make sure that it's high enough quality that people were not pissed, you know, all that kind of stuff you have to think about considering price point and all that. But super successful. Super successful. I think I really should have looked this up before I got on here, but like I guarantee she still makes a shit ton of money off of this and it's not even cool anymore, you know? So again, some amazing stories. And like, I would love to hear Jessica Simpson talk about her, you know, her experience in starting and growing her business. I think it's super cool, but I also know that she had the fame and the money to back it up, period. And also, she has the team. So if you are already a celebrity and you're already making a shit ton of money and you're already a brand in and of itself, you already have someone doing your PR for you, you already have an agent, you already have a manager, you already have assistants, you already have a lot of built-in things, and they can help you start this business. And then, you know, as you grow, obviously, then you start to build out a team specifically for the business. But you don't need to do that right off the bat. And they already have that support where you and I start a business, we got nothing. We have nothing. I mean, once in California, when Lemon went to two locations and I had a bunch of employees and I was running around like crazy, I promoted within and put someone in place to be the head of operations and to help me with just putting inventory into the system and making sure our website looked perfect and helping me with some email marketing and like all these things to get things off my plate. But again, that was later. Like once the business was growing and successful, then I was able to do that. But a lot of these celebrities already have so much built-in help and such a team around them that in and of itself is a huge advantage that, again, nobody talks about. So I think go to the conferences you want to go to, listen to the podcasts that interest you, you know, watch the TV interviews, whether it's morning or night or whatever, and enjoy these celebrities talking and possibly talking about their businesses and how they got started. I think it's so cool, but just don't forget that they could be straight up lying. Do you know what I mean? Like, they might have a business in name and they could have it for decades and just be using it as a tax write-off, you know? And then also it becomes like a thing of like quality too. Like Jennifer Aniston has her line, hair care line. I have never tried it. I'm curious to, but again, I'm curious to because it's Jennifer Aniston. Do you know what I mean? So it does become a like, is it actually a good product or do we all just want to do it because it's her, you know, just like she promotes that workout. I forget what it's called. And it's like, well, I kind of wanted to try the workout because it's Jennifer Aniston, right? So it is really smart branding and marketing to have a collab with a celeb like that or go into business with a celeb like that. There's also that piece of it that no one wants to talk about. And it is that if someone, like, let's just say Adam Sandler, if Adam Sandler came and said, hey, I want to start this, you know, line of beer. I'm just making this up. And a bunch of people will be like, heck yeah, I'll invest in that. You're Adam Sandler. Like, we could sell brown paper bags and it would probably kill it because Adam Sandler is owning the business, quote unquote, and is going to promote this business. Like, sure. So then all of a sudden they get a bunch of people that are going to fund this business and have ownership in this business. So you could say like Adam Sandler's beer company, but maybe Adam Sandler only owns, you know, 20% of it because he's got all these people funding it and he's literally just the face of the brand slash, like, I guess you call that like sweat equity. And for those that don't know, sweat equity is like, you're not actually putting money into the business. You're just putting work into the business. And then on a celebrity status, I would imagine you could just say, I'll promote it. I don't need to do anything else. I'm Adam Sandler. You know, and again, I'm making this up because I don't even think Adam Sandler owns a business. Oh, no, he does. He owns his own production company, Happy Madison Productions, right? Which is what he does all his movies on, which he's, by the way, if anyone's smart in business and money, it's Adam Sandler. He designed this production company. He does all of his movies and everything through this production company. So then he's not only making money acting, he's making money from the production company that's producing it. And then he also brings in all of his friends to be in the movie with him. So then he gets to get paid to do the movie and hang out with his buddies while they film the movie. I mean, he's genius. I can tell you this, like, I don't get starstruck very easily, like at all. Like I literally don't care. Like I've seen celebrities here in Nashville and I've never, never asked for like a photo or said hi or like made it a big deal. But I've got probably like 5 celebrities that if I ever saw in real life, I would actually genuinely be excited and like lose my shit. And Adam Sandler is probably number one on that list. So I think he's amazing. I think he's hilarious. I think he's a genius. But again, like, could you and I make a production company today and be super successful? Like, maybe, but like not the way he did it. You know what I mean? Like, so we just have to be really mindful that like some of these people are amazing and they do amazing things, but it's not equivalent to you and I starting a business. I would say if you're really passionate about business and taking in information on business, learn from people that came from nothing. That's it. I also just saw this interesting stat today where they said that they looked at people that kept their full-time job and then started their startup, their business as a side hustle versus someone that quit, went all in and started their business, who was more successful? And they said the person that kept their full-time job and started the business on the side were more successful than those that quit. And I honestly think that that just boils down to that a lot of people don't have the luxury to leave their corporate job and go all in to their business and take that level of risk. So they have to keep their job and do it on the side. And those people that have to make the money, that have to be successful, that have to do it or literally drown, of course they have a better chance of being successful versus someone that has the luxury of, oh, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to start this business, and if it doesn't work, that's okay, right? Like, I was never in that position. I mean, I kept my corporate job till the day I opened the official brick and mortar for Lemon. I did, for those that don't know, I did a pop-up first. It was holiday season 2017. I got a location, did a pop-up, was successful, did a couple little pop-ups that winter, and then decided to go for it. And I opened the first brick and mortar at the end of April 2018. And that's when I stopped working my corporate job. And I was still scared, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, I hope this works. Hope this works. But at least I had a little bit of a glimpse of success and being able to say, okay, I've got this. I've got 6 months under my belt. I've got this. But yeah, I mean, when you don't have a choice and you need to make money, you have a much higher chance of being successful. You know, it's kind of like the trust fund baby thing where it's like, oh, they're a trust fund baby. Like, they don't need to work. They don't need to do anything. And a lot of them are just like lazy pieces of shit. Like, sorry to say, but like, it's true. And it's because they don't have to be successful. They don't have to build a good business. They don't have to, you know, do well in their career. They have all this money backing them up and family money that will carry them, I guess. But, yeah, so I find that so fascinating, but that also shows me like, that's who I want to learn from. Like, I want to learn from the person that had nothing and had to build something. That's interesting. That's something interesting, right? It's not, you know, I don't know, I hate to say it, but like bored housewife that's like, oh, here's my business. And it's like, yeah, but you also like don't really need to do the business. You're just doing it because you're bored. You know, like, I don't want to learn from those people either. And again, I don't say this to be insulting, but for anyone that really is hungry to learn and wants to be successful in the business world or already has a business and they want to grow their business, if you start taking advice from certain people that aren't necessarily actually successful or had a lot of money to help them be successful in fame, you're not going to learn much. It's just going to put you, you know, it's almost like it does the opposite, because then you're like, oh, it would be great if I was like rich and famous and then I could have this multi-million dollar business. And it's like, okay, but that's not your life. So let's not go down that path. You know, like, what's the point? Well, there's no point. So anyways, I've rambled on enough, but this has really been on my mind this week. And, you know, and it's actually kind of funny because you've got like the celebrities that have the notoriety and are able to speak about their quote unquote successful business. And then you've got like someone like myself, for example, that has had a business for many years. I'm doing fine for myself. And a lot of people are never going to hear my story because I am not Kim Kardashian, you know? So it's like, it's kind of interesting that it's more like, you have to kind of dig for the good info. You kind of have to find the smaller podcasts like mine where someone is saying, here's the real deal. So I do think I do want to do more business advice and more business episodes, which there's tons on here. Like if you go back to the beginning, I did so many, like how to start a business and, you know, grow a business and how I plan my days and time management, like all these things. I think all of them are so valuable. I actually think some of the best info I've thrown on this podcast are at the very beginning, because I was like, we are going to hit the ground running and this is going to be fantastic. So if you're hungry for more info, I would just go back. And if you haven't listened to some of those episodes, pop into those. And I hope to be back soon with some new stuff. So yeah, happy learning, success for all of you. And I hope to be back very soon. But in the meantime, you can catch me on Nashville Vibing Instagram account and like message me and like let's be friends.